This is Scientific American's 60 Second Science. I'm Christopher Intagliata.
Winter storms have walloped California this year, and snowpack is piling up. But just a few years back, the state was wrung dry by a record-breaking drought, and more dry spells will surely come.
I think everybody agrees that we need more water resources.
Adina Payton, an oceanographer at the University of California, Santa Cruz. She points out that her home country, Israel, once faced the same problem.
Israel had water issues forever and ever, and they don't have water problems anymore because they converted pretty much 90% of water use to desalination.
Ocean desalination hasn't enjoyed as much traction in California due to its cost and because of concerns that the plants would damage coastal ecosystems, both when the seawater is sucked in and when leftover super salty brines are released. Now, writing in the journal Water, Payton and her team have assessed the environmental impact of the nation's largest plant, the Carlsbad Desalination Plant north of San Diego. Here's the good news. Scuba dives revealed that the communities of starfish, snails, sea cucumbers, and other creatures that live on the sandy ocean bottom offshore have not budged since the plant opened in 2015. But the bad news? The plume of salty runoff stayed intact much farther out than models predicted, rather than easily blending with closer seawater.
When you have a pool of salty water that doesn't mix, it prevents oxygen from penetrating, so it can cause lower oxygen levels close to the bottom. And obviously, all the organisms that need oxygen are not going to be happy.
Ecosystems offshore from the Carlsbad plant were already disturbed by cooling water discharge from a power plant at the same site, she says, which could explain why the marine life was unfazed. But at more pristine sites, especially those rich in biodiversity like kelp forests, a salty plume might do more harm. The state's already planning more ocean desalination projects up and down the coast, and Payton says her lesson is this.
There's tons of water in the ocean, and we can use it. We just have to do it responsibly.
First step, updating our models of how salty wastewater behaves offshore to ensure that our thirst for drinking water doesn't cause an ecological sea change.
Thanks for listening. For Scientific American 60 Second Science, I'm Christopher Intagliata.